But in the meantime, have you heard about the latest equipment changes for our police special operations group? Well, firstly, capsicum spray. Now, we've talked about this before. SWAT teams armed with condiments, is it a good idea? We've got him pinned down on the fishing boat, Sarge. What do you reckon? Capsicum spray? Oh, not with fish. Better use the new Thousand Island dressing bombs, I think. Let's throw a pinch of parsley in as well. But the good news is the capsicum spray has not only been approved finally by the CSIRO, it's been given five chef's hats by Gabriel Gatte in his new Good Food Guide.
That's good news.
Okay, so we've got capsicum spray. Yeah. What about a weapon for those more serious one-on-one confrontations with an armed suspect? Listen to this. High-pressure fire extinguishers. So they're reducing our SWAT teams to a bunch of mischievous engineering students running around after dark. What's the new procedure for raiding a drug hideout? Take a dump in a paper bag, set it on fire, knock on the door and scarper? Fire extinguishers, at least give them a super soaker, something that looks like a gun. Now, another one. Listen to this. This is my favourite. A 2-metre Y-shaped metal bar, which can be used to pin an offender to a wall by the neck. Now, the trouble with that is I've seen a lot of hard-boiled crims on the news. A lot of them don't have necks. They're big, beefy blokes. What do? You've got the Y-shaped pole and you're confronted by a bloke looking like Fatty Vorton. What, go for the ankle? Which should give you just enough time to whip out the capsicum or drench the front of his shirt with your water pistol. Anyway, the Special Ops Group are already undergoing training with their new equipment.
I don't know, but I've been told criminals fear the Y-shaped pole. A super soaker's make them scared, especially if they've just done their hair. They hate capsicum spray. It makes their faces turn quite pallid. And that's not all. It tastes quite nice on a garden salad.